PFT Media.
Now what you gonna do with it? 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 I put that freak in your face. Now what you gonna do with it? Now what you gonna do with
it? Hey everybody, it's the Lima Criteria. We're back after hiatus. It's been a while. We thought this was gonna be maybe a month of people just staying at home, and
it was a month.
We're at second month.
Month.
It's become the new, what people are starting to call the new normal.
Is this the new normal?
It
doesn't feel like it.
Doesn't feel normal?
No.
It's not, because it's not. It's the new normal.
Oh, okay. I don't like change.
Nobody likes change.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
The kids are done with school, thank God.
Yeah.
Are you happy that school is over, Brianna?
Yes. I hate pre-calc with a passion, yeah. And I hate it on the on online school, because
you guys can't cheat off each other.
Yeah.
No, we cheat. the way he has it set up is like every assignment needs to be due at 2:30, and you need to teach yourself the topic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's like pre-calculus topics, so if I mess up, no one's gonna tell me if it's correct or not. So I don't learn in general.
You gotta, okay.
I just gotta guess until I'm correct.
Do you miss school?
I miss hanging out with friends at school.
That's what it is.
I think that's with everybody, though. Like, that's, I don't miss stand-up, but I do miss,
I miss the hangout. I miss the hangout.
That's what I was telling somebody this earlier. I was like, nah, I miss the hangout.
The hangout's the best part.
Yeah. The going up on stage is kind of like the little, little sprinkle.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little sprinkle on top.
I miss going to the improv and hanging out in the green room and ripping each other apart.
That's all I want to do.
I miss going to Park Ave.
Yeah.
Just hanging out there.
What the hell is Park Ave?
It's a place. It's like a little downtown.
Oh, where the cool kids hang?
Downtown. No cool kids.
No. It's every kid.
Oh, the Dungeon and Dragon kids hang?
No.
Oh, shit.
Is
that why you busted out the 77-sided die?
I didn't know if we were going to do it this one or the next one.
I gave her an idea.
Oh, no.
She sent me a text. She goes,
look at this thing.
Hey, any of your friends interested in playing D&D? And I go...
your grown-up friends?
And I go, for sure, Kermit's a no.
No. My ADD is too high.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
Then I suggested this. Brianna, why don't we just do one episode
that... you sucker me into this?
That you're a dungeon master.
Oh, my gosh.
And me and Kermit will play along. Maybe we can have somebody else come in the podcast. It's three of us, right? Because three is better than two.
Yeah.
Oh, right? So you got to have a certain amount of people to play the game.
I like three plus.
Three plus. So we need a third person that's willing to come on our podcast and do a...
Would that be a fourth person?
Well, the fourth person would be the dungeon master.
Oh, because Bree's a dungeon master.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then the other three that have no idea about Dungeons and Dragons will figure out. And it's not going to be Dungeons and Dragons. It's just
it's just like, it's like it.
It's like it. And so it's like a light version of this.
Do you got to do the voices?
Might as well. If we're going to do this, we got to do it all out.
Look at your face. Look how excited she looks.
I was going to say something, but the accent, I'm not trained for it.
Oh, what's the accent you're going to do?
Are you working on it?
I did an Irish accent this morning, and it like dived into Scottish, and then like I started like going somewhere.
Hold on. Yeah. This is dress rehearsal. Go ahead. What's the accent you got?
I'm trying to think.
Uh-huh.
So you're entering the tavern, eh?
What the hell is that?
I don't know. It's my Irish.
That's Irish?
Who the fuck was that guy?
Who the fuck is that guy?
You gotta bring it from the inside.
I'm just a tiny Scot. Like, I don't know.
You gotta come to depths. Come from the inside, boy.
I'm just good with
it. It's Red Panty Night. Who the fuck is that guy?
Where's that from?
That's Conor McGregor.
Oh.
That's the only Irish
man. That's the only Irishman I know.
I know that one, and then I know the stereotypical racist. Ha ta ta. Oh, I got the shamrock.
The very leprechaun-y.
Don't forget me lucky charms.
Oh, that's a potato.
So wait, what
accent? Which is very racist.
So wait, what characters do you do?
Are you just like the plain English?
We should call Sean.
Ty.
And
what is a plain English?
Like just a, like this.
Okay. Whoa.
If you enter a tavern.
Wait, see, what is that?
You enter a tavern and you see an eloquent woman.
Are you?
She's a whore.
Are you doing Sean Connery?
No.
Yo.
That's her English voice.
That's your English accent?
It's one of them.
Okay.
Okay, what's the other one?
Go ahead.
No.
Come on.
I feel exposed like this.
It's fine.
You are. You are what we call in the barrel. So
I want to hear
take
accents.
Your beating. Go. What else do you have?
I can't.
Do you have the Russian lady? I'm pretty. You do the Russian.
I do pretty Russian. Good Russian.
She does pretty good Russian.
That one's pretty decent.
Jewish. You do it the Jewish lady.
What's a Jewish lady?
What's my Jewish lady?
The Rebecca. You and Sam would do it.
Oh, I just thought that was old ladies. I didn't know you put like a whole religion behind it.
Okay, then do the old lady and let Kermit decide if it's.
I don't remember it.
You gotta do the old lady like
what's
a Jewish
What's your Karen?
Lady.
Excuse me.
That's Karen.
That's Karen.
Can I see your manager?
No, that's Karen. No. That's not the one.
No,
I want.
You said do your Karen.
No. But I want the fucking old lady, Brianna.
I don't remember how to do the old lady.
The old lady.
When I'm on the spot, I forget.
Oh, bubula.
Oh, babushka. I don't remember.
That's Russian.
No. That's Russian.
I don't remember.
What's that guy from Mandalorian? That does a voice.
What are you doing?
Slow.
Are you doing Italian?
No.
I thought he was doing The Godfather, and I was just letting him
have it.
Yeah,
I thought you were doing The Godfather.
What's that guy's name that died?
You come
no,
to
he's
me.
Not dead.
He did
He's
die.
Still alive. Oh, you mean he died on the show?
He died in real life.
Werner Herzog.
That's him. He died for real.
He's German. That's the German That's voice. Him. He has...
what was the line?
I thought my accent
The classic line.
He's just husky.
No, shut up. What was
You're making your
line?
Voice sound fat.
The Mandalorian has his place in the world. Like he holds words.
What was
in
the
suspense?
Line he did talking about the dead puppies or something like that? Or like,
oh, well, hold on.
You know,
hold on.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, are you talking about the movie? He did a movie.
He did a movie.
He did a movie called The Grand. Werner Herzog, who's director. He talked, if you go on YouTube and you go on the Werner Herzog wormhole, he gets shot during an interview. And the guy, they cut and then they go, hey, you got shot. Insignificant bullet.
Wait, he got shot for real?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Like a Brandon Lee kind of situation.
No, Brandon Lee didn't talk afterwards.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he got shot.
Let me see.
What are you going to do, the YouTube commercials?
The German. Here we go.
To feel alive and to get this energy, it is essential for me to kill something each day. It doesn't have to be a large animal. I squish an ant once in a while, or spiders, they come very easily. I've shot stray dogs. Goose is a very, very troublesome animal. I've had a goat. To strangle a goat, that makes you feel really alive.
Oh my God.
That
was just a regular
if I didn't
interview.
Know that, if I didn't know that was an actor, I would have just like, oh, there's like a serial killer.
He's a director, and he has a weird, honestly, dude, he's fascinating to me. He goes, he teaches, and in his directing class, the first thing he teaches you is how to pick a lock.
Okay.
Like, why you pick a lock? Sometimes you have to break in to get out what you want.
Damn.
So.
Oh, man, that's a different angle of
like,
learning
yo,
how
dude,
to direct.
Plus, you learn a skill in the end.
And dude, his accent makes anything just sound fascinating. Like, is there any other actor or personality that the accent like captivates you? Because he's one of them. When he was in The Mandalorian, it hands down one of my favorite characters. I couldn't wait for him to talk. Gordon Ramsay is another one.
I can watch any cooking show if his accent is on.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Come on. You, what are you doing?
That's what him. Is that?
That's
what the fuck was that?
Okay, hold on. This is Ramsay.
You're really going to be like that, you fucking donkey.
You fucking donkey.
What are you?
Get the fuck out.
A fucking idiot sandwich. Get the fuck out of my kitchen.
Oh, come on. You can't. Come on.
What is it? Puppet?
What are you, fucking puppet?
But when he really gets upset, he's like...
He sounded like the Middle Eastern Gordon Ramsay.
He's like, oh, come on, come on. What are you doing? Come on. He always does that.
You sound like that like that alien from...
Which one?
From the first Star Wars that has Anakin Skywalker as the slave. Hey!
Starts with a W. I forgot his name.
Yeah.
I never watched the first
It's like the Jewish pawn shop owner kind of thing. Hey, Yanni, go watch.
Sabulba.
Yeah.
That's
what it sounded like. Oh, Lord.
Where the hell were we going with this song?
No, we're talking about accents.
No, we're doing your Dungeons & Dragons.
We're done with that.
We moved in.
We moved out.
All right. You know what's another one? The rock creature from Thor Ragnarok.
The director, Walkie-Talkie.
Walkie-Talkie.
Yeah.
He does that voice for that character, and that character, I like. Dude, I want more of that character.
Make it all little.
Hi, my name's Rook.
What about Gilbert? What about Gilbert Godfrey? You don't like that good old voice?
I tell you something. A man walks into a bar.
Dude, I watched him do a full hour. Nobody laughed.
You worked with him?
I worked with him. When we at Side Splitters work with them, I get there and they're like, hey, we're going to go take Gilbert out to dinner and stuff like that. He comes out there, he talks, he's very quiet, very subdued.
He's conserving his voice.
Very subdued. But that's his type of personality. The show starts, you introduce him, he walks in.
Yeah, very brittle.
A prostitute walks into a kindergarten room.
Yeah, that's pretty.
It's like, oh shit! All right, here we go. Yeah.
Boom! Shot out of a cannon.
Fuck!
Yeah, that sounds just like Gilbert.
It goes. Have you picked up any new hobbies or anything new due to? Yes, I know, but I have.
That sounded like someone put gunpoint. He's like, you need to talk about this. This is the only thing people want to hear. What are the hobbies and our skills you've learned over this little quarantine? Please don't shoot.
You know what? Next episode.
Oh, wow.
Next episode, you're going to run the whole episode.
Okay.
Now you're going to see. Now we don't want to talk about this.
Now you're going to see the fucking pressure of trying to move it on and keep the fucking show going.
Okay.
Next episode. Next episode is the Brianna episode. And whatever you want to talk about, you better fucking do it and fill half an hour. No gaps. All right, here we go. So, yeah, what hobbies? What have you picked up during the quarantine?
I became a musician.
You became a musician.
Yeah, man. I became a musician.
Brianna, have you picked up something new? Not the painting, because I know you've always done your paintings and stuff. Have you?
You figure something out. I'm going to figure out what I'm doing.
I'm going to delve into gardening.
All right. Well, I think that's just a thing you do because you're a homeowner, which I'm going to be doing that soon.
No, I think that's something you do when you're not allowed to go outside and drink.
Is that what's going on? Because you're so...
Go to Home Depot and you look for seeds or anything, it looks like people just raided the fucking place.
Oh, really?
There were only like squash and clover left.
Dude, there's fucking seeds all over in the patio side. They raided it. And it's like, damn. So I'm going to... Me and Samantha want to set up
garden box
I don't know if we want to do a garden box. God damn, the dog drinks hard. But just different plants and see where that goes. Maybe some fresh cilantro. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe I'll start cooking.
You won't
have
to buy any shovels with those gorilla hands. You want to just shove it right in there. Just dig it out.
These hands are smooth, bro.
Smooth. Look at those things, man.
Smooth.
Those freaking baseball mitts.
You picked up that Japanese automaton. Automaton? What's it called, Brianna?
Automaton.
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 How did you come across this stupid looking thing?
You know what?
It's a little it looks face like a music note. It is a note.
It is a note.
With the eyes on it.
It looks like oh, it's not on. Hold on.
It's like a Kirby.
They have a Kirby
They have
one.
A Kirby one.
Yeah, they got a bunch
I wanted that one.
I went down the rabbit hole on YouTube and I don't know. I just somehow stumbled on this and I started laughing so much. And I was like, I have to have this. What song is this?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought you were playing a song. Oh. Yeah, people are going to love hearing that in their car.
Put it on high. They'll love it.
No.
Go.
No. Yeah. I wish. How long does it take you to learn a song?
I mean, I'm giving myself 3 months, and then I'm going on tour.
You going to take that on stage?
Dude, I'm learning. I'm
going to tell you
I'm
this.
I'm learning now.
The second you put this on or somebody finds out that you're doing this, a lot of because that's what we have in this fucking place is a bunch of hacks and biters. They're going to find out you doing something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to buy it, and they're going to try and be the first one just to be true on stage.
Part of their stand-up?
I'm the first automaton comedian.
I did the harmonica bit.
Oh.
My harmonica bit was, it was a joke. It was a one-off that I would do on an open mic. Because I was actually trying to learn how to play the harmonica
right.
from these rockabilly guys that used to go to Austin's.
Okay.
So, you know me, I'm always joking around. It's like, hey, dude, I learned this song. And I did it, and they laughed. And I'm like, I'm going to try that on stage. And I did it, and it killed. Then I tried it on a real show, and that became my closer for a while. Next thing I know, somebody brings a fucking that
mouth harp.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, okay, so we're just doing.
So you think someone's gonna steal my idea? So
definitely.
I need to be first.
Definitely.
So I need to think of a comedy.
You
bit.
Better come up with something.
No, I'm just doing this for fun. I don't want to come. Leave me alone.
I'm damn bad.
But do it that it sticks out. So that way, when somebody else says it, like Jeff Dunham brought up the somebody else did
this
puppets.
Is my thing.
Somebody else had a Charlie McCarthy and shit like that. That wooden creepy ass puppet. But Jeff Dunham busted out the puppets. Do you see any new puppet fucking comics coming across?
No.
No. Carrot Top started busting out the props.
What's he doing now?
The props?
The props, though. He has his own show
in
Vegas.
He has his own show in Vegas. He kills it.
Kills
out there. Did you see any new prop comics coming around?
Not yet.
Not ever.
Here I come.
Yeah. It's Kermit and his automaton.
I'm just going to play this song.
Oh, yes. I'll hold it over here.
You got this. Woo!
I'm nervous.
Let's go!
You're drowning me out.
That's the
it's on low volume.
Yeah. Maybe you should learn the volume setting on your on your instrument.
This is all I'm going to do. When people bomb on stage, I'm just going to go.
Oh, that's.
When I hear a bad joke, oh, good job.
Can you do like. It's like you're really jerking high. It off, dude. Relax.
This is way too erotic.
Oh, that's high?
No, that's high.
Ooh.
Yeah, no.
That would drive dogs crazy.
I did that to Jacob, and he like closed his eyes. But then he wanted me to do it again.
He's your human brother.
Dogs drove crazy. I did it to Jacob. He went crazy.
Yeah, good. Good equivalent. Good trade-off. Good trade-off there, buddy.
Yeah. So, but no, I bought this thing just to annoy people, and it's working just fine.
How much?
This was actually $40.
For real?
Yeah, he got ripped off.
Yeah.
When I was looking at automatons for Christmas, I found one $20 same size.
Yeah, dude, I found $20.
Woo. So that's the thing. There's like three different versions.
Okay.
There's a regular one. Then this is the one, the Neo. This is the Neo.
What's the Neo?
Because you can hook it up to your phone.
Oh, and have it break like that's before?
Well, no, because your dad buys cheap Japanese knockoff
adapters. So shut up. So what's the point of hooking up to the phone?
You can hook it up to an amp, and it has like a...
Oh, okay. So it just hooks up to an amp.
No, an app. An app.
An app.
APP.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And what does the app do?
The Deluxe, you can hook it up to an actual like amplifier, and the volume levels are way louder, which I'm regretting I didn't buy. But that one's $70.
But question, what does the app, like, is it just the amp, that's it?
Yeah, I can do, like, you can add, like, drums and crap, and then you can play, like, with a band.
Oh, so it's like GarageBand, but for only automaton.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Okay, I kind of like that, the two before it.
Oh, it's a new theme song, Brianna, bust it.
Hey.
Freestyle, oh, that's too fast.
No. It's one of those, like Mardi Gras songs. Anytime like a movie like glimpses over like a festival in Brazil or just Mardi Gras, it's that song that plays.
Got it.
Yeah, so I just bought this to be annoying.
Is that the dumbest thing you've bought on Amazon?
There could be worse.
Yeah, I think so.
So far during the quarantine?
Yeah, it is. We have a buddy that bought something really stupid.
I bought a floss.
What do you mean a floss?
A floss threader, because they put the bar for my retainer. So for me to floss, now I need this thread that goes underneath the gap of my teeth.
Uh-huh.
And I gotta I'll show you how it is.
Well, why is that done? That's not done. Sounds like you needed it.
I need it, but it's the stupid. I could have gone to the supermarket and gotten it, and I just decided to order a box of it. Dude, we have a streak in this house.
A streak?
A streak. There is a package always being delivered at this house for the past 7 days.
Did you guys order it? Or just?
Yeah, no. We order it, and it just happened every day. We're getting something. I got yoga mats today. I got cups for my ninja blender.
Yeah.
Not my actual ninja. My ninja. You'll never spot him here. You'll never see him. Just dumbass shit.
Yeah, because like our buddy Danny, he bought ants.
Yeah, that's the weirdest.
I'm sorry.
Like ants you can get outside. Well, they were supposed to be alive.
They were supposed to be alive. He said 12 of them were dead.
Because he bought an ant farm, and I guess the ants come with the ant farm.
But don't you...
That sounds
dumb. I thought you get the ants from outside.
That's what I thought.
I thought they just come like in there.
Look, I'm pretty sure he saw it on Amazon. Was like, look, ant farm with ants. He's like, that's a deal.
I feel like we should call him. We should ask him about this.
The fact that
do you need an ant farm?
No, let's be honest. There's an.
Well, he has. Maybe he has kids.
Yeah. But there's an Amazon.
What ants bring?
Nothing. But there's an Amazon worker. Is like, shit, I gotta go out and find ants. And he's like gathering his ants.
He's putting them in a little tube. This one's big.
That's good. That's good.
Oh,
maybe. He's not snorting them. What are you doing?
No, he's sucking them in. He's gotta go, man.
Those poor
Amazon workers.
He's counting.
Jeff Bezos is getting all that money.
This one only got to have five legs. Hopefully he won't notice.
This asshole bought ants for an ant farm. Could he just walked outside and got like 100?
Yeah, dude. It's like.
Just find a mound and then just go.
You're going to call him up?
I got to ask him. just.
But like,
yeah, I think that's the dumbest thing I heard. I don't think I ever bought anything that dumb. Oh, wait, no, you're. What did Lisa buy? That she got the wrong thing. It was like.
Oh, pool noodles.
Yeah, the pool noodles. That was pretty dumb.
Let me see.
You bought pool noodles, but they're like not pool noodles.
They were like straws, I think?
Yeah, they're like giant straws. It was like.
Yeah, she wanted pool noodles.
You got boba straws.
She ended up buying like straws that goes on a socket wrench.
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
Danny, quick question. We're recording on a podcast, and we started talking about you buying ants on Amazon.
Okay.
Okay, so why couldn't you get ants from outside?
I don't know. I guess we bought the ones off the internet because we thought...
They're trained?
Yeah, like the wild ones wouldn't do it right.
these
wait. I don't know, dude. Right. There's got to be the way I thought of it was, well, there's got to be a reason why they're selling them.
Okay.
Like, if you know what I'm saying?
Like
if
all they know, they, like if, all they know is through that on ant farm, life in that ant farm.
They grew up in it, you know what I mean?
Okay, and if you get a I get it.
He's trying to sound intelligent.
No, I get it.
It's like Plato's. They're like Plato's cave. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. So okay. So then you got those. Are those? Are you still got the ant farm or no?
No, they died in like a week.
Was it the sand one or was it the gel?
The gel.
Okay.
Gel.
Did you try getting ants from the outside to throw in there?
No.
Do you still have that gel ant farm?
I think we threw the whole thing out. I think it just didn't work. You put little food in it, and they didn't eat any of it, and it would just get moldy, and so we just threw the whole thing away.
Maybe because the walls are gel.
How much do you spend for this?
Ants don't belong in gel.
How much does this thing run, the ant scam?
I think our little ant camp cost us about
$40. $40 for an ant farm?
What an asshole!
But it's the gel one.
You deserve to be scammed.
It's a gel one.
No,
ants belong in gel. Professional ant farm ants.
He bought an obstacle course for them.
The American Ninja Warrior one.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
They're not hamsters, you dick.
The circus flea. Remember the circus flea from Bugs Bunny?
Yeah. It was like we made an American Ninja Ant Warrior.
Go through the gel, survive. Alright.
Yeah, it was a huge waste of time and money.
Lesson learned.
All right, buddy. I just wanted to get the 411 on the end thing. Hey, would you be down for a Dungeons and Dragons episode?
Oh, you know me, dude.
Yeah, see? Danny's in it.
100%. What do we do? What do you do? Like where we play? So,
yeah, well, it's you, me, and Kermit. Brianna's going to be the dungeon master. I don't know how to play. Kermit doesn't know how to play.
Not at all.
You don't know how to play. Brianna's going to set it up, and we try and figure this shit out.
Perfect.
See?
It sounds like nothing but a good time.
See? Good. And I'm pretty sure Brianna will have some she'll adjust it to our liking somehow.
Yeah,
that'll work.
I'll do a nice.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you soon.
All right,
bro. Danny Davenport, everybody. Ant farm former owner.
It hurts my head that he was like, a gel ant farm for $40? What a steal.
If you look at it, it shit looks dope.
But $40 for an ant farm.
Brianna.
Think of it in the long run.
You know, Dalibri, you would have bought that damn ant
Brianna.
Farm.
No.
Brianna, if you bought shit, that is like, you spend how much for a fucking caricature that looks like
a bundle kit, like an egg yolk.
The Gudetama thing.
What is it called?
Gudetama means lazy egg.
Yeah. How much did you spend on that? How much did those go for? Around $10, right?
Yeah, because a little keychain.
Yeah, a little keychain for $10. Little keychain, little egg yolk.
Yeah, and I mean, we all buy like they're like, oh, I want that outfit on that game, and you buy the stupid outfit, you feel like an idiot.
Yeah. So you buy stuff that you just figure out.
Yeah, like Animal Crossing stuff.
You don't have to like spend actual cash.
There it is. Oh, triggered.
You're saying something wrong. I gotta correct.
Correct them. You don't spend money.
You don't spend actual cash. It's all fake. It's no like cryptocurrency. You put my credit card number in there, and then I have to actually buy things and actually get a debt and loan.
Oh, I can't wait for the next episode.
Oh, how fun.
The Brianna episode. You're already thinking of topics?
Oh, we're doing that now?
Oh, okay. It's the next episode. Not now. It's on the next episode.
Oh, okay.
You guys?
Yeah. All
right, guys. We're going to wrap this.
What a clusterfuck of an episode.
And we don't know, dude. We just got back. We just got back from hiatus.
Man, you really know how to steer this ship.
Yeah, well, I can't wait for you, Captain Phillips.
Okay.
Whoops.
Hey, this episode of Lima Criteria was brought to you by David Sunflower Seeds, Buffalo Style Ranch Jumbo. They make your mouth very salty.
We're going to get sued?
No, we're just picking up sponsors, okay. Just filling some dead air.
Yeah, we're not slandering it. We're just saying.
Yeah, we're just saying good stuff about okay. David Sunflower Seeds.
But we're not actually
They're
sponsored.
America's favorite seed brand.
I got you. I got you. Read the back. Go.
Buffalo Style. It was, they're fucking...
Oh, why is it cut off at the top?
There's, oh, I can't read that.
I got this.
Fresno, California. Almost 100 years of Woo. Goodness. David Sunflower Seeds. All right, this episode is fucking over. It's the Cluster F episode of the Lima Criteria. Until next time. Peace.
Later. See you. My money when I come to collect. Pay up, pay up, pay up.
A PFT Media production.